Well, there is a political context for the Turkish president's comments. Local elections are due there on the 31st of March, and his party is behind in the polls. He's not the first politician to use fear to rally support. But President Erdogan is a hardliner who has shifted Turkey's trajectory away from the secularism that most are familiar with to a conservative Islamic bent. What Turkey observer Brad West from the University of South Australia says is a culture war. We spoke earlier.
It's very much connected to Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party's, you know, perceived role as leaders within global Islam. So you'll see he sees the attack not just one against Islam as a global religion, but one against Islam and Turkey. And that's what he's very much been emphasizing at his rallies in the lead up to these are local elections, at which he showed these footage from the gunmen in the Christchurch attack.
Just on that, are you surprised he went so far as to show that footage at a rally? I mean, I get there's politics for him, but that was a really quite extraordinary thing, wasn't it?
There's history of him showing footage, and it's a very accepted genre, if you like, at his political rallies. But the connection to that we subsequently made to Gallipoli is also interesting, because after the failed coup attempt of the July 15 coup attempt in 2016, when he addressed his supporters in Taksim Square following that, he showed footage of a political ad which showed the Ottoman Turkish soldiers praying on the battlefields, and a recreation, reenactment of Gallipoli as a battle, as part of a new Turkish identity, a new kind of religious Islamic kind of conception of the nation, which he's trying to push.
When Erdogan says we might send your people home in coffins, what does he mean by that?
We need to think about that Turkey is a much more militaristic state than Australia. They're currently actively involved in skirmishes and fighting in parts of Syria. And, you know, it depends how you interpret it. But, you know, if it's interpreting it in relation to someone who's a foreign fighter, if you like, a terrorist who tries to attack Turkey, you'll be unsuccessful. But there was very little context apart from that that I've been able to gather anyway in what he particularly meant from his comment, but he certainly linked it to the Anzac campaign.
So in that sense, is this a moment when Australia and Turkey break over that sort of shared sense of remembering Gallipoli that we've felt for the last little while?
Possibly. And it's one, though, that's perhaps been coming for some time. Not in relation to the political rhetoric and change in the collective memory of Gallipoli in Turkey, certainly by those social political conservatives aligned with political Islam. But we've seen declining numbers of Australians and New Zealanders visiting the battlefield, and that's provided both out on Anzac Day ever since the main centennial commemorations of the battle. So that allows for greater movement in interpreting Gallipoli in new ways from the Turkish perspective. There's less diplomatic capital at stake.
Brad West studies Gallipoli, among other things. He's an associate professor at the University of South Australia.